The words the White House will not say. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama refuses to use the phrase radical Islam to describe terrorists who themselves claim to be Muslim, and his critics are disgusted. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is one of the leaders of this campaign to have the president name radical Islam as the enemy. And on Fox, he compared it to his own crusade against the mob in New York, which got him in trouble with Italians.
I got plenty of blowback. I got people that said the mob doesn't exist. There's no such thing as the mafia. Here we're looking for the bad Muslims, not the good ones, just the bad ones. It's like looking for the bad Italians, the bad Irish, the bad Jews, the bad Germans.
Except in that interview, I noticed that even he did not name the religious affiliations of the mob bosses he went after. And yet it's a fact that members of the mafia are steeped in the culture of the Catholic Church. They give to the church. They baptize their children. They make the sign of the cross. They confess their sins in the confidence of the confessional. They may not cry out, "The Lord be with you," after a mob hit, but even if they did, why should we grant religious credibility to any terrorist? The attackers in France may call themselves Islamic. They may cry out, "God is great." But why should we believe the religious justifications of murderers? Do you think that those who deliberately gun down innocent people have even a shred of credibility when they try to justify themselves? I don't, especially when they claim they're on the phone with God. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.